Iceland goes to the polls today on a question that may sound obscure, but actually carries a quiet significance for European integration. Whether to restart EU accession negotiations that were put on ice, forgive the geography, 13 years ago. The vote is described as knife-edge close, which means the outcome is genuinely uncertain as we record this.
Iceland's relationship with the EU is already complicated. They are in the European Economic Area, which gives them access to the single market without full membership. They use the krona, not the euro. They are in the Schengen area for passport-free travel. So they've already threaded a needle of economic integration without political membership. The question in today's referendum is whether to even start the conversation about going further.
The context for why this vote is happening now matters. 13 years ago, Iceland halted accession talks partly because of the 2008 financial crisis. There was significant debate about whether EU membership would have made their banking collapse worse or better. In the intervening years, Iceland's economy recovered strongly, and the urgency faded. What's bringing it back is the broader European security environment. Russia's continued war in Ukraine has made neutrality or ambiguity about European alignment feel riskier to small nations on the periphery.
For the EU, Iceland's accession would be symbolically meaningful. It would be the first new member from the Nordic Atlantic region in a generation, but it wouldn't substantially change the bloc's demographics or economics. Iceland has about 370,000 people. The political significance would outweigh the economic significance.
The tight margin suggests Iceland is genuinely divided. The fishing industry has historically been the loudest voice against EU membership. EU fisheries policy would impinge on Iceland's control over its extraordinarily fish-rich waters, which are the foundation of a major part of the economy. Pro-EU voices argue that security and economic resilience arguments have shifted the calculus. We'll be watching the results as they come in.
The Venezuelan oil claim from Trump connects to a broader pattern of the administration trying to use energy as a geopolitical instrument, not just domestically but in the Western Hemisphere. The Monroe Doctrine is getting an energy policy update. Whether 65 billion barrels translates into actual production, revenue, and diplomatic leverage depends on execution details we haven't seen yet.